This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, a new effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. Zona Plus is the real deal. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 1-888-408-6141. That's 1-888-408-6141. Or tryzona.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and a very happy holiday to you. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and a very happy Hanukkah, because Christmas and Hanukkah happen to coincide this year, something that won't happen until the 2030s, from what I understand. So this is our final broadcast of 2016. They won't let me broadcast next week. They told me you can't broadcast, but I'm precisely where I like to be this holiday because, well, I enjoy broadcasting and sharing vital health information with you. So if you're there and you're able to listen, maybe you're doing some last-minute shopping or a little bit of putting together some packages or doing some cooking, well, stay with us for the next hour or so because we got lots of health information to share with you. We invite you to call us. 888-302-3684 is our number, and we've got lots of time to answer your questions this holiday weekend. So feel free to call us, 888-302-3684. And here's an item that pertains to the gifts that you might get this holiday season. You're a fitness buff, probably, by virtue of the fact that you listen to this program. Many exercise-conscious individuals gravitate towards Intelligent Medicine, and a big popular item this holiday season, fitness trackers, you know, those gadgets that you put on your wrist or around your chest that can monitor your physical performance, all aspects of your physical performance. And they're getting more and more sophisticated. They don't just monitor your heart rate, but they also now monitor your sleep pattern, your calorie consumption, even stress levels can be captured. Also, GPS information about your exercise exploits. I've used these things to map my run or map my bike ride, and then I can upload it and brag on social media about whatever I did that morning. However, the proliferation of these devices raises some concerns about data security because there have been so many data breaches lately, lots of hacking, lots of loss of data. Yahoo just lost data on 1 billion individuals worldwide. And so experts have pointed to the potential for these devices to leak personal data on the dark web with implications for your confidentiality across a spectrum of fields such as employment, education, insurance. Yeah, your insurance premiums might be hiked up as a result of the fact that you're sharing data about your personal health using these devices. And many of these devices don't just monitor your performance. They have detailed questionnaires where you enter in information about yourself. And, well, that information goes to big data repositories, which ultimately might be hacked. Even more plausibly, they sell this information. Companies make megabucks in what's called targeted advertising. Even if a company has promised not to sell your data, which they do, by the way, that's a major source of revenue for these companies. They garner information and they sell it so that it can be a way to provide you with targeted advertisements, advertisements that key to your own personal interests, maybe you're a runner. So all of a sudden, you're going to get a lot of ads from Nike and Adidas. Or maybe you're a cyclist, so you're going to get a lot of ads for cycling gear. These companies sell data, they have confidentiality sign-offs. You can opt in or opt out in terms of data sharing. But many of these companies share the data anyway. A Jawbone spokesperson said, "At Jawbone, we fully respect the privacy of our users, and Jawbone adheres to the best industry standards when it comes to protecting data and personal information. But here's the catch. We only share user data if the users ask us to." Okay? Well, asking you to, I mean, you often sign off on stuff with complicated boilerplate, and you go, "I agree." And once you agree, you've sold your data. So they say the user must give us permission first to share the data. And, well, it may turn out that you're sharing data with individuals that you may not choose to share data with. That's the unfortunate part of these fitness trackers. I use fitness trackers, but I don't link to the web anymore. I use fitness trackers to monitor my heart rate while I'm in the pool or on a exercise bike to see if I'm getting a maximal workout or if I'm just kidding myself, going through the motions. And I want to get my heart rate up into the target zone to incentivize me to get the most out of a workout. That's fine. But sharing data, maybe not such a good idea in this day and age. 888-302-3684 is our number. And I've got to put on my call screener to find out if I have any calls. Let's talk to Stephen. Welcome. How you doing, Stephen?
Good morning, Dr. Hoffman. We're former patients of yours, my wife and myself.
And you survived.
You helped me a lot when I broke my hip, and I followed your hip protocol, and it did seem to help. My grandson, who's 18 years old, on Wednesday had rhinoplasty for both a broken nose and for corrective surgery, cosmetic surgery.
Right.
He's having a lot of problems now with both pressure
on
the face, pain, nausea.
Yeah.
Also, he swallows blood. It seems like he says that. I was wondering if there's something he could take homeopathically that would help him out towards his physician. Basically, is not much help.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling, and I'm glad you guys came to the Hoffman Center, and you've lived to tell the tale. You're still alive and kicking. It sounds like you're doing well.
Oh, yeah. We take a lot of pills, but we're all right.
Good for you, Stephen. All right. So here's the deal. When you have surgery, a couple of things you can do to minimize the after effects of surgery. One is to take a supplement called Wobenzyme or a similar supplement. Wobenzyme is a proteolytic enzyme, and it acts a little like meat tenderizer. It tends to reduce inflammation and swelling after surgery or injury. And the dosage, your nephew? How much does your nephew weigh? Is he a big kid or small
probably
kid?
Probably about 125.
Okay, so he's like a normal, like a small male, but an average female. So he could take three capsules of Wobenzyme three times daily to reduce the inflammation. You could do that for a week or so, and that should really help. The other thing is, right at the time of surgery, I'm not sure if it's going to help at this point, but it may still help. There's a homeopathic remedy called Arnica. Arnica is used, it's actually legendary in Switzerland because it grows in the Alps, and mountaineers who experience injuries often take it internally or apply it externally for wounds, for injuries, sprains and strains. And, surgery is a deliberately inflicted injury. And so we recommend that people take Arnica at or near the time of surgery. It comes in different strengths. The type that you might want to take is called 6X. The X refers to the dilution of the remedy and the strength of the remedy. And that's something where you could just take, it comes as a liquid or it comes as a sublingual, like a tiny little pill that you can put under your tongue and dissolve. I generally would take it a couple of times a day during the time that the pain is affecting you. A lot of surgical recovery kind of depends on the state of the person before the surgery. And unfortunately, this is an emergency surgery, so it's hard to, you know, prep for surgery. But we've got a nice article on how to prep for surgery and how to, you know, the supplements to take, the supplements not to take. It's at drhoffman.com. It's a popular article, Supplements for Surgery. Check it out, those of you who need to go to elective surgery in this coming year. But, yeah, this is an emergency surgery, different kind of situation. It's going to take some time, but I think your nephew is going to be okay.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it, and have a happy holiday.
You too.
And maybe we'll see you again and say hello. We also went on one of your boat trips.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We did a tour. Oh, that takes us way back. We did a tour of New York Harbor, and I gave a lecture. And, you know, that was a lecture where it was guaranteed that no matter how poor the quality of the lecture, nobody could leave because it was on a boat.
No, it was a very, very enthusiastically received by almost everyone. It was like a couple hours, and it was very well done. And as I say, you had a lot of, Dr. Perry was there as well.
Yeah.
And you should have more.
Well, absolutely. Those were the days. We got to get that going again. Thank you very much for your call. And all the best in the coming year to you, Stephen. Appreciate it. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly and the Hoffman Center. You can find a lot more on Intelligent Medicine at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast and automatically get a new episode 5 days a week. And please rate and review the podcast on iTunes to help us spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Also go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal or call the Hoffman Center and talk to one of our friendly supplement advisors. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients at the Hoffman Center. Finally, become a patient at the Hoffman Center. I'll personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all the intelligent medicine principles you hear about on the radio show and podcast, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our Hoffman Center nutritionist. You already know her as a frequent contributor on intelligent medicine, and she'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Thanks for listening and for helping to spread the word about intelligent medicine. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And this time of year, I want to give a big shout out to our sponsors because they make it possible for you to hear Intelligent Medicine. They're important. We want you to patronize them. And one of our most important sponsors lately is Heart Greens, because Heart Greens is a source of dietary nitrates that help to support healthy nitric oxide levels. Nitric oxide is ultra important when it comes to circulation. It may have an impact on blood pressure. It may have an impact on sexual performance, on athletic performance. And the latest product that we want to tell you about is Heart Greens from Human N, a functional food that you drink using the same dark leafy greens recommended by both the DASH and Mediterranean diets. Heart Greens are specially tested for high dietary nitrates, and they convert to nitric oxide in the body, and that's why it works so well for supporting healthy blood pressure levels and circulation. You can get a free canister of Heart Greens with your first order and a 100% money-back guarantee. Heart Greens even guarantees you'll love the taste. I've checked it out, and it is delicious. Plus, receive a set of nitric oxide indicator strips to monitor your dietary nitrate levels before and after. And it's fun because you can see the change for yourself. Try Heart Greens. You'll love it. Call 800-951-8940. That's 800-951-8940. Or visit intelligentgreens.com. That's intelligentgreens.com. And now let's talk to Eric in New York. How you doing?
And thank you for taking my call. I have severe ME/CFS, chronic fatigue syndrome, and have been bedbound for the most part for 4 years now.
Goodness.
I've done every test, tried a million medications and supplements, and nothing really works. So I was wondering what your theory on the cause is and what you might recommend to patients.
Well, thank you for calling, Eric, and I really can sympathize with your predicament because I see a lot of patients with what is called in England ME, myalgic encephalitis. And here, CFS almost trivializes it because it goes beyond fatigue. It's just total debilitation. You're bedbound and incapacitated, and it's a very dire problem, poorly recognized by our medical system. So, you know, obviously, you tried a lot of things. It's very challenging. I don't promise to have a quick fix for this, but you have to kind of think methodically and go through some possibilities when you see a patient with what we call CFS. We have to look at the possibility that there's some underlying infection. There can be. It can be a hidden Lyme disease or other tick-borne diseases or viral disorders. And these are sometimes challenging to treat because we don't have a magic bullet for certain types of refractory Lyme, and we don't have a magic bullet for virus. Sometimes it's about supporting the immune system for recovery. We have to look at the gut. And recently, I talked to a patient who successfully recovered from chronic fatigue syndrome. In fact, she's a chiropractor, and she's become an educator around the issue of chronic fatigue syndrome. And I asked her the question, what's the single most important intervention for you that helped get you out of the vicious cycle of exhaustion and fatigue? And she said, no question, it was healing my gut. And we know there's a gut-brain connection. We know that the gut is also responsible for autoimmune disorders when you have leaky gut. And reestablishing balance in the gastrointestinal tract and resealing the gut wall, preventing bacterial byproducts from getting into the bloodstream and food allergens from getting into the bloodstream, that really helps. Hormones are an issue. We use hormone support with many of our patients. We try to regulate the immune system. We use low-dose naltrexone, for example, to help regulate the immune system and other things. And mitochondrial energetics, very important, trying to get the powerhouses, the cells, to work more efficiently because there's clearly some sort of mitochondrial blockade that's going on in chronic fatigue syndrome. So it's complicated, and we could go a whole program into just discussing that alone. Hopefully that'll provide some direction to you and others. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684 is our number this holiday weekend. And we'll be right back with more of Intelligent Medicine.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are the only brand of probiotics that do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide today.
Congratulations! You've survived disco nights and 12-hour days, not to mention fast food and life in the fast lane. Now it's time to fight the effects of modern life in the digital age and aging itself with one of life's natural miracles, garlic. Its healing and health-giving properties are great, but what about the odor? Well, you don't need to eat raw cloves to get all the good things in garlic. Just take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. University research confirms that Kyolic is the one true antioxidant garlic supplement. It helps defend you against free radicals and helps keep blood pressure and cholesterol in check. So if Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract can do everything researchers report, just think what it could do for you. See for yourself. For more information, go to kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. For people who take their garlic and their health seriously, look for Kyolic where quality natural supplements are sold.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. We had some great podcasts this week. We just posted a podcast on coronary artery screening using the EBT heart scan, a way of detecting heart disease early. It was a fascinating discussion with Albert Barrett, who is an expert on coronary calcium screening. And I didn't know, but the city of New York contracted with Inner Imaging here in New York to screen. It's under the Bloomberg administration. They screened fire and police personnel, mostly young or middle-aged men, starting at the age of 35. And what they found is a high degree of early heart disease. They detected it early with this technology. You can hear about it on the podcast. Also, Dr. Daniel Amen and his wife Tana Amen, a Dynamite podcast on the Brain Warrior's Way, mastering your brain for health, well-being, and longevity. And that was a great recent podcast. And we also put up an article this week on the top 10 podcasts of 2016. We had some real good ones. And perhaps you'll have a little extra time this holiday season to listen. We're off next week, and maybe that'll afford you an opportunity to listen to some more of that great free information that we've been compiling for you all of 2016. All right. We talked earlier about Heart Greens for supporting optimal blood pressure. Here's another way you can deal naturally with high blood pressure. Very important, because so many Americans now rely on blood pressure medications, and we like to get them off. If you're interested in managing your blood pressure without medication, try the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure 10% or more naturally. And it's so effective, it works for 9 in 10 people. What is it? It's a simple handheld smart device that you hold for 12 minutes once a day. It's like a little daily ritual, and it guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. Tens of thousands of happy users. We've been helping people with high blood pressure for 10 years. It's American-made and supported. The therapy comes from a U.S. Air Force research project on fighter pilots, and at least 22 clinical studies confirm that regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. So how do you get it? To find out more, go to tryzona.com. You can try it risk-free. Zona Health offers a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Try the Zona Plus for 3 months and see if it works for you. And if it doesn't, return it for a full refund. Go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141 or tryzona.com. Okay, so here's a study that suggests that if you've got asthma, regularly eating cured meats such as ham and salami might aggravate your asthma. They looked at close to 1,000 people with respiratory disease, and French researchers found that those who ate the most processed and cured meats were, get this, 76% more likely to see their asthma symptoms worsen over time compared to those who ate the least. These cured meats are laced with chemicals. They contain nitrates, which sometimes can trigger allergic reactions. We know that nitrites in wine sometimes trigger asthmatic reactions, sulfites and various histamine-releasing chemicals can be responsible for asthmatic symptoms. So the suggestion is that maybe just meat per se is bad for your asthma. That was not what they found. They found that it was all about cured or processed meat. And there are some studies that show that meat is bad for you when it comes to cancer, when it comes to heart disease. But most of those studies were contaminated by the fact that they didn't distinguish between processed meat, you know, luncheon meat and poor quality products that are laced with chemicals, versus just plain meat. And virtually no studies have been done on organic or grass-fed meats to see if they increase the risk of cancer, heart disease, or asthma, what have you. Well, here's a study that pushes back against the assertion that meat is bad for you. Red meat has been condemned as a cancer-causing, blood pressure-raising no-no. Indeed, nutritional guidelines in both the United Kingdom and the U.S. advise eating no more than 70 grams of beef, pork, or steak per day. That would be, you know, what, 4 or 6 ounces? I don't know how that translates, but just a handful, palm-sized portion. But a new review of clinical trials from Purdue University has found quite the opposite. According to the study, eating more than the recommended daily amount of red meat does not affect short-term heart disease risk factors. It doesn't even affect blood pressure or blood cholesterol. In fact, they found that unprocessed red meat is a good source of nutrients for patients. So the researchers here comment, during the last 20 years, there have been recommendations to eat less red meat as part of a healthier diet. But our research supports that red meat can be incorporated into a healthy diet. It's nutrient-rich, not only as a source of protein, but also iron and other vitamins and minerals. So in this study, they screened hundreds of research articles, and they came up with 24 that met the criteria for a good study. And when they analyzed them and weighted them, they determined that there was not a concern about blood pressure, total cholesterol, HDL. These were not impacted by consumption of red meat. So there you go. You know, we're seeing more and more, and that's one of the big stories of 2016. Red meat, saturated fat, even high-fat dairy have been exonerated in terms of their potential health risk. But processed meat, don't go there. Processed meat, many harmful effects. And for those with asthma, dramatic increase in the incidence of asthma symptoms. Okay, this year we talked about stem cells. Not a big fan of stem cells. I got to say, I think there are a lot of people who are way ahead of the curve in terms of recommending stem cells willy-nilly for all manner of hard to treat conditions. You got a condition that is refractory to modern medical treatments, whether it's holistic or whether it's mainstream, somebody's going to tell you that stem cells are going to fix that problem. And we're injecting lots of stem cells into joints too to help joint repair. And I looked at the studies on that, and the studies are not great on unprocessed stem cells. You know, draw some stem cells out from your abdominal fat or even from your bone marrow, spin it down and shoot it back into your joint. Studies are not that conclusive about the benefits. But here's a new technique where I think stem cells might work. See, stem cells have enormous promise, but in my opinion, we haven't quite reached the point where they're ready for prime time in most cases. But in a new research project, stem cells were used to create a living bandage for knee injuries. What that means is that the stem cells are harvested from the patient's bone marrow, but they're not just shot back into you or into the joint. They were then grown for 2 weeks, and then they were seeded onto a membrane scaffold, like a matrix that will hold the stem cells and thereby act as a cell bandage. In fact, that's the name of this biological device. It's a stem cell matrix that is then surgically implanted into the middle of a meniscal tear in the knee. And then the cartilage is sewn up around the bandage to keep it in place. And what happens is, it's remarkable. They show dramatic healing of meniscal tears using the cell bandage. So I think stem cell therapies will evolve. Stem cells need to be properly processed, properly encouraged to affect the repair that is desired, whether they're injected into the eye or whether they're injected into the heart or injected into the brain. Our current practice of just giving an IV of stem cells and hoping that the stem cells find the right place to go and effect the correct repair is a little bit like it's like throwing darts while blindfolded. You may hit the dartboard, but you may not. 888-302-3684 is our number. Go to the market, and you see a lot of people stocking up on milk. Okay, it's a holiday coming up. The markets may be closed. People are pulling out those big gallon jugs of milk, and they're transparent. And why are they transparent? Because there's something appealing about a big old jug of milk. It's white, and it looks inviting. And you buy by the gallons cheaper than buying it by the carton. Here's a study, very interesting study, just came out. It turns out that when you buy milk in transparent jugs, that or even transparent bottles, apparently, it damages the milk. It damages the flavor of the milk, according to a new study. And flavor is important because we can say, "Well, right, you know, people aren't that discerning. Milk is milk." But when flavor is changed, it suggests that the nutrients in the milk are altered by exposure to the ultraviolet light, because fluorescent light leaks UV light into foods if the packaging is transparent. So they say that this is a well-known fact, light-induced oxidation of milk. When milk is in the light, it changes. It causes fats to be oxidized into aldehydes. It degrades sulfur-containing amino acids. And that contributes to off flavors. But certain critical nutrients, especially vitamin A and riboflavin, are easily degraded by UV light. So they compared milk exposed in transparent containers, exposed to either fluorescent light or LED lights. LED lights now come into vogue because they're cheaper and the light, in some ways, more pleasant. I find it more pleasant than fluorescent light. I don't know about you, but fluorescent light, you walk into a market and you feel like, ugh, especially in the middle of winter, when you're really pale, and maybe you haven't shaved in a couple of days, and then you see what some of the other night creatures look like in that supermarket under the fluorescent light, and yikes, scary. Well, they exposed the milk to LED lights or fluorescent light, and what they found was there was degradation of vitamin A and riboflavin, and also tasters noticed an off flavor in milk exposed to fluorescent light after 12 hours. There was some degradation by LED lights, but it was less. So look for quality milk producers to put milk in opaque containers or like vitamins. Many vitamins are put in amber-colored or not transparent bottles to reduce the potential for oxidative damage via UV light to which these products are exposed. 888-302-3684 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Congratulations! You've survived disco nights and 12-hour days, not to mention fast food and life in the fast lane. Now it's time to fight the effects of modern life in the digital age and aging itself with one of life's natural miracles, garlic. Its healing and health-giving properties are great. But what about the odor? Well, you don't need to eat raw cloves to get all the good things in garlic. Just take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. University research confirms that Kyolic is the one true antioxidant garlic supplement. It helps defend you against free radicals and helps keep blood pressure and cholesterol in check. So if Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract can do everything researchers report, just think what it could do for you. See for yourself. For more information, go to kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. For people who take their garlic and their health seriously, look for Kyolic where quality natural supplements are sold.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. I invite you to call us 888-302-3684 this hour and next. And there's a new way to get in touch with us. You can call us, of course, during the program, 888-302-3684. You can also email your questions to radioprogram, that's radioprogram at AOL.com, and we'll use those questions as grist for the mill for our weekly Q&A with Layla, wherein we answer listener questions. Now, you won't have the one-on-one experience of conversing with me as you do on this program, but we've opened up a third channel, and that's available if you go to drhoffman.com. And on the home page, there's a little black rectangle on the side. And if you click on that, on the right side, if you click on that, you'll be prompted to leave a question. It'll be recorded, and we'll read it on the air. And I'll endeavor to answer your question as best I can. We'll try one of those questions right now. Go ahead, Caleb.
Dr. Hoffman, this is Mary from the Bronx. Do you consider selenium a antioxidant that should be used regularly? Thank you.
Okay, good question. And well, thank you for your question. And I'll note that that's where I went to med school. I went to med school in the Bronx here in New York, Albert Einstein College of Medicine. So a lot of people have kind of a bad impression of the Bronx. The Bronx is burning and so on. Bronx is a pretty nice place when it comes down to it if you explore it. Okay, so selenium is an antioxidant, but it does much more than that. How it functions as an antioxidant is it's a cofactor for one of the body's most protective substances, which is glutathione. Glutathione peroxidase helps to quench free radicals in the body. And it depends on the presence of selenium. But selenium does much more than provide antioxidant protection, which is important in and of itself. I think that is vital. But selenium also is a critical immune micronutrient. And in fact, one of the classic studies on selenium came out of China, where they had a devastating disease called Keshan's disease. Keshan is a province in China where a high percentage of people had this virus that attacked their heart muscle. It turned out it was Coxsackie virus. And this particular virus sometimes attacks the heart muscle, results in damage to the heart muscle that can cause heart failure and early death. Unless there's a heart transplantation, which I guess is hard to come by in Keshan province. So the Chinese embarked on a big research project to find out what was ailing the populace of Keshan province. And they discovered that the problem was in the soil. Plants can sometimes grow on soils that are depleted in nutrients that humans need. Okay, the plants don't need them as much as the people. And what they found in surveying the soil in Keshan province is that the soil was extremely depleted in selenium. After, millennia of farming, somehow there wasn't enough selenium. So what they did was they added selenium to the fertilizers, they added selenium supplements to the populace, and they curbed the epidemic of this virus that attacks the heart. And many studies suggest that selenium is ultra important in reducing the risk of infection, boosting immunity. And so I'd recommend that you take 100 to 200 micrograms of selenium per day. Many cancer-fighting properties to selenium as well. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Thanks for being with us this hour. We've got one more hour to go on this special pre-holiday edition of Intelligent Medicine.